I'm Frank Vonkel with Best Review Magazine. Today I'm speaking with Sean Briscoe, underwriting manager at Pennsylvania Lumbermen's Mutual Insurance Company. Pennsylvania Lumbermen's has insured wood manufacturers and distributors throughout the United States for over 100 years. Today Sean will fill us in on the uniqueness of the mutual business model, explain why commercial auto is an industry-wide concern, and how the shortage of drivers is affecting the commercial insurance industry. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, Sean, why does being a mutual matter to Pennsylvania Lumbermen's?
PLM, being a mutual company, gives us the freedom and flexibility to focus on our stakeholders' interests, our stakeholders being insureds, employees, our board of directors, as well as our reinsurance partners. We don't have to worry about the daily market fluctuations as a publicly traded company would, and not having that pressure from stockholders creates an environment as far as management attitude. We're here at PLM, we can focus on the long-term health and stability of our organization. We balance what's right for our insureds as well as our employees every day. Our size and structure enable us to react and make changes quickly to the needs of our customers within the wood niche. And we really keep our ears to the ground regarding trends in the niche and our customers' needs, both from a product standpoint as well as service standpoint. To accomplish this, we attend hundreds of wood manufacturing trade shows, we do one-on-one site visits with our insurers, and we sponsor numerous wood-related association events each year. It's just, we're wood. You know, if we don't do wood, we don't do anything else.
But yet, commercial auto is an industry-wide concern. Why is that?
It is. Commercial auto is definitely an industry-wide concern for everyone. Over the past 6 years, we've noticed trends with increasing amounts of losses related to distracted driving. A big part of that is with regard to texting and driving, and that's definitely a major concern here at PLM. We've tried to make sure our field staff, both loss control as well as our business development reps, are communicating this to our insurers when they're doing their site visits. We even provide little window clings to kind of remind customers when their drivers are getting in the car to not text and drive, as well as use your phone and drive. On top of that, we're seeing trends in the marketplace where I think we've seen estimates of as close to $6.4 billion in premium leakage on commercial auto industry-wide. Some of the bigger influences of that are insufficient amount of rate per power unit, misclassification of vehicles, incorrect garaging addresses, and newly, and what a lot of carriers are looking at now more closely is, do we have an accurate understanding of the annual miles driven per vehicle? I guess in years past, that may not have been tracked as much, but when you look at customers maintaining older fleets, the same vehicle that was driven, let's say 50,000 miles last year is being driven maybe 80, 100,000 miles this year. So over longer distances or more days per week, customers are getting more use out of those vehicles. We can think about commercial auto from a claims perspective. We're noticing an increased cost in both physical damage as well as medical claims. The physical damage claims for a simple fender bender, a bumper that cost $500 10 years ago, now costs $5,000 because of all the technology built into it, sensors, cameras. It's just more and more costly to repair these vehicles as these claims come through, and when you're looking at what's on the horizon with electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles, you have to think that those expenses are going to keep increasing as technology keeps improving.
But it's not just commercial auto, but it's a shortage of drivers that's affecting the commercial insurance industry. How is that?
It is. You know, the shortage of drivers is something that's been somewhat difficult, I know, in our niche. Our customers are finding it hard to find qualified drivers, and I'm sure it's affecting other parts of the auto industry, commercial auto industry. Drivers are out there. You want to have the most qualified drivers, but it's how do you find them? What we're recommending to our customers at this point is trying to use services similar to Samba Safety, which is a continuous MVR monitoring process. We're advocating insurers have programs in place to do upfront vetting of drivers as well as the continuous monitoring, and then also have some teeth in their program to say, hey, if I have a driver who's got a DUI or multiple speeding tickets or things going on their MVR record, and you're using a MVR monitoring service to catch that, then we also need you to have teeth to say, are you going to be putting them on a non-driving work detail? Are you going to be getting rid of that driver? Or is there something that can be done to place that driver in a vehicle that's insured outside of maybe your commercial policy to protect the rest of the account?
Well, Sean, thank you. Thank you for all the insight today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Sean Briscoe, Underwriting Manager at Pennsylvania Lumbermen's Mutual Insurance Company. And I'm Frank Voenkel for Best Review Magazine.